тебе с добрым утром.
That was "They're Coming to Take Me Away". Coming up, "They're Coming to Take Me Away". But first, it's the Dean Show, featuring everyone's favorite, the Dean. The Dean and his favorite mancer, Thaddeus Penguin.
Good evening, children of the Dean. And welcome to episode 40, Dose Day, the Dean Show. And of course we are the most popular the Dean Show on the planet. In fact, en la universidad. Is that university? I mean universe. Who knows? Now then, we have some stuff and some things and some show planned for you tonight. We begin with introducing my manservant and, of course, our co-host of sorts, Monsieur Le Thaddeus Penguin, Esquire. Or not. As it seems, Thaddeus is trembling in the corner, afraid, because the rapture is looming. That's right, December 14th, the rapture, it has been predicted once again. The rapture, the same site. I'm going to find the URL for this site and tell you all to go to it when I get Firefox running, if I remember. The same person, once again, just if you Google rapture fall 2009, it's the first result. It's like home dot something dot thing slash rapture tilde dot hit 'em. Absolutely ridiculous. The same person. He predicted the rapture. Okay, it's like let's do like an ad or something. You ready? The greatest comeback in history. The Rapture World Tour, 2009 to 2010, coming to a city near you on these dates: September 22nd, October 22nd. November 11th, December 14th, with more dates to be added soon. Also a special live performance on the 23rd of September, 2015. The Rapture World Tour. Get your tickets now. Something like that. This is just ridiculous, this whole rapture thing. Thaddeus, seriously, you don't need to worry. You don't need to tremble and cower in the corner. The rapture guy wasn't right in September. He wasn't right in October. He wasn't right in November. I see no reason to believe why he'll be right in December. And even if he is, 2 days before that, I've got an Eddie Izzard show, and it'll be so awesome, and the awesomeness will defeat the rapture, surely. So don't worry at all. And listeners, this goes to you, because we do almost a bit, slightly, kind of, not quite care about you. The Rapture. Seriously, people. Actually, we don't care at all. But the Rapture. We hate you so much, inferior scum. But the point is, don't fear the Rapture, because the guy is probably wrong once again about the Rapture. However, this does lead us into this week's sponsor. But before we do get to that, I'm going to see if I can convince Thaddeus here to not be afraid and to come out of the corner. Okay, Thaddeus, come out of the corner. It's not real. There is no wine press and all sorts of rapturous things. Okay, you can't hear him because he's in the corner and he doesn't have his headset on, but and he's not picking up. He doesn't have his walkie-talkie with him, so you can't hear him through that. But he is telling me that he's afraid because of that song we made, the Damnation and Rapture song. Well, that is quite scary with those angels and crazy things going on. Don't forget, though, that's from the Bible, so it's all for the lulls. In fact, the Rapture is at no point mentioned in the Bible whatsoever. Though, according to rapture2009.org, is, I believe, the site that mentioned this. According to that site, which is not the one we've been talking about, it's a different one, it was saying about, like, the rapture isn't actually mentioned in the Bible. In fact, it may have been a different site, actually, but we think it's encoded in this word here, we are secretly supposed to know that this means that it's the rapture, even though it doesn't mention it at all. It's that sort of hocus-pocus going on here. And I find something awesome. The Scripture Union in my school are doing this... Scripture Union? Are doing this event. This is how it was introduced. Does the Bible contradict logic? Is it just an old book that we don't need to care about anymore? Well, come along and we'll explain the real evidence for the Bible. Everyone welcome for indoctrination session. It's like the motto, they've got an 8 on the ring. It's like, indoctrine 8. See, this is why I hate people. Now, Thaddeus, will you please come out of the corner? I promise to you, I've never been wrong before, Thaddeus. No, I have not been wrong before. Come out of the corner. It's all good. There's nothing to worry about. Out we come. There, you see? Nothing to worry about at all. And with that said, it's time to take us for a message. Thaddeus, if you wouldn't mind, now that you're here, get that soundboard open there. Play the ad sent in from our brand new sponsor. This one is for the first time ever, a repeating sponsor. And there's a reason for it, which will become evident when you hear it, having given what I've just said.
This week, the Dean Show is sponsored, once again, by The Rapture, because they can't possibly be wrong every time, can they? I like to sniff other women.
And that was a message from our brand new sponsor, The Rapture, where there is a fire at one end, and a fool at the other. Also known as Nile. Now, let's get straight into the quiz. For some reason, I don't know, no one seems to want to win these awesome things. We've got an AC/DC CD, we've got a free book, we've got Scientology stuff, we've got a whole 10-year Vamp Press kit. No one seems to want to win these. So what you do now is send an email to ThaddeusPenguin@hotmail.com or leave a comment on thedeanshow.blogspot.com, and all you have to do is say that you want some stuff and we will send you a free prize package full of stuff. All you've got to do is just say, give me stuff, and you will get lots of stuff. That's the level we're at right now. This is what you people do to me. And for the girls, you can do other things. Now then, let's see. Up next, I'm going to have the Nile of the Week. Thaddeus, would you hit that one, please? Thank you. Nile of the Week. Nile of the Week. Nile. 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 Nile of the Week. Fool at the other end. Nile of the Week. Fool at the other end. Now, I don't like to have the same Nile of the Week two times in a row, but like last week we explained, Nile did some silly stuff, and this is why I explained why the Nile of the Week, foolish person of the week, fool at the other end, fire and all that, is named after Nile. Well, this week he got just so much worse that it's necessary to do it again. Nile did three foolish things this week. The first one, he uses Google Chrome. What? Google Chrome looks like everything's in one page. It looks like it has been designed by a small child who's just been punched in the face and is crying a lot. And it's just generally rather bad. The second thing is that he said rock and roll no longer exists. It is extinct. Dead. You don't say that because it's wrong. Rock and roll will live forever. Have you never heard that AC/DC song, Rock and Roll Ain't Noise Pollution? Rock and roll, he'll never die. You can't kill rock... There's another AC/DC song. You can't stop rock and roll. 20 years apart between those songs, by the way. Now then, what I'm trying to get at is, rock and roll can never die. You know why? If Chuck Berry heard you say that, he'd be rolling over in his grave. Oh wait, he's not dead. Why? Because rock and roll's still going. It's still living on. Chuck Berry's still doing it. If Jerry Lee Lewis heard you say that, he'd be rolling over. Oh no, wait, wait. He's still alive as well. If Little Richard's... Oh no, wait. He's still alive. AC/DC, the modern face of rock and roll, they're still going. You know, how can you think that rock and roll is dead with all these awesome rock and roll classic and modern rock and roll acts? And there are more, of course. And it's still going. And then the big one, this is the big one, ladies and gentlemen. The big one! Niall, we have this thing where you've got to apply to university. Oh, on an anecdote, I got an email a moment ago. I paused the show, actually, a few minutes ago. Got an email that from the University of Ulster. They've given me a conditional offer. Hey, hey, woo, hey, woo, hey, woo, Hoover. Woo, vacuum cleaner. But that's good. So now, to do computing and history. Or computing with history. But anyway, this UCAS form, people who had an early application for Oxbridge or for some sort of special law or dentistry or medicine course had their forms in long time ago. Long times ago in with the form. Everyone else is roughly getting them in now or maybe a week ago, hence I've got a reply already, or a couple of weeks ago. You know, the sort of the deadline that they want this done for really is Friday, which if you're listening to the show is in the past. Now, what you've got to do on your UCAS form is you've got to write a personal statement, which Niall has done, to be fair, and it's supposed to be pretty good. It's only half as long as it should be, but it's pretty good apparently. You've got to fill in the education section for what you've got in your exams and stuff. With a lot of help and several attempts, he managed to do that one. Now, the other thing you've got to do is you've got to fill in, well, the other main thing anyway, apart personal details and stuff, but the main thing is your choices. Which universities do you want to apply for? Now, Niall said to Mr. Beaton, the careers teacher in our school, Mr. Beaton, I was talking to him and it went something like this. can you, send off my form now or something? It's like, well, do you have an appointment with me? No. Because there are no appointments left for this week. Yeah, well, this is the last week. Anyone who didn't have an appointment was supposed to come and see me tomorrow. Didn't you get that announcement? Oh, I might not have been in when you said that. Look, I've got 5 minutes now. I'll see if I can do it real quick for you. Okay. Wait, where's UCAS.com? No, see, what is it? Why are you looking at this rubbish about the rapture instead of having your UCAS open? Oh, well, the Dean did that. Right. You got your UCAS now. What's your username and password? I've got it written down here somewhere. Let's see. Right, here we go. Type it in. So he types in his stuff. Right. Okay, so can you send off my form then for me? What? You haven't even got any of your 5 choices put it. You haven't even verified your email address. We did that at the start of September. Go away. Come see me tomorrow if you have a chance. And get that done tonight. Yep. So this is why Niall fails, because everyone else has got their forms filled in and he hasn't started. This is why we can't have nice things, and this is why I hate people. So that's your Niall of the week. Fool at the other end. Now then, let's move on with the show. I'm going to see if I can play you a little bit of a clip from an awesome Little Richard song, because I want to comment on how upbeat and how awesome this is. I just thought I might want to do it. Okay, so that clip was actually from 95 when he was 62 or 3. And he's still doing the, you know, tutti frutti, or woo! I love that bit, the woo! Oh, Gotta love Little Richard. Just thought I'd play that. Now, Fair Use Law has been quoted. Playing it to comment on it. I'm commenting on how the Ooh's awesome. I'm commenting on how that was only 14 years ago. That is one of the reasons why rock and roll is not dead. I've already played some Chuck Berry and Jerry Lee Lewis before. I thought we'd play some Little Richard today. That is why rock and roll is not dead. Listen to how upbeat that was. I'll tell you, this is on YouTube. Just search Little Richard Tutti Frutti. This is from 95. Listen to this. To that sax, the crowd are, and Little Richard on piano, and the woo, and the guitars. The crowd are dancing. Everyone in the crowd is dancing and shaking and twisting. Like it's still the 60s, because it's just so awesome. And this is why I love music. And hate people. No, well. Doesn't even make any sense, Thaddeus. Now then, I just thought I'd do that for the lulls. So, with that said, we're going to move on and we're going to have our meme and F My Life segments. I think now is as good a time as any to stick them in. Meme of the week. Meme of the week, meme of the week, meme of the week. Silly internet meme thing, funny thing, internet phenomenon of the week. You know what, before I even do this, while I was looking for something to do there, I watched some more of that video, Little Richard Tutti Frutti from 95. Wow, I need to mention it again, it's so awesome. I'll tell you, it gets to the part, the solo part between verses, there's a bit where they do, listen, this is what we've got. We've got a crazy sax going, we've got trumpets going, we got Little Richard jammed on his piano, we've got a guitar solo going, we've got a bassist plucking like crazy, and he's screaming, woo! And like everyone is dancing and shaking, it's like four solos all at once, they mesh perfectly, everyone's dancing and happy, and woo! It's just amazing, absolutely amazing. And, oh, love it. Okay, so this week's meme is the badger thingamabob. Here it is. And so on and so forth, until the end of time. Now then, let's hear Thaddeus' opinion on the crazy badgers before we get to the FML segment. FMyLife.com, some stuff from FMyLife, cause it's funny, lol. People suck. Okay, here's this week's FMyLife segment. Today, I was at a pre-formal, drank a little bit too much whiskey, got slightly tipsy, kissed a girl I would never ever have dreamed of kissing before, lay out in the mud on the rugby pitches and accidentally with my fingers. So, that's that. F My Life. And that's this week's F My Life segment. Okay, up next, we're going to have our old favourite, the oldest current segment on the show, a smiting list. And now, we present, the Dean and the Thaddeus present to you, the smiting list. Prepare to be smitten. Okay. Okay, so this week on the smiting list, we are going to smite Microsoft Access. And I'm going to explain why. IT class is ridiculously boring with this Access. Creating a database system and it's just so dull. I mean, Excel was pretty bad, but Access is just dreadful. It's pretty much putting everyone off IT. And then, to make matters worse, I accidentally lock myself out of the Access, not just the file, the entire program, and had to have the technicians reset my account. So that was almost dreadful. So we need to smite Access right now. Okay, so now that Microsoft Access has been smitten, we can move on. I'm beginning to think that possibly it is the Rapture. I may have been wrong earlier. And don't get worried, Thaddeus. The reason for this is because Niall passed his driving test and is actually able to drive. A sure sign of a rapture to come. Indeed, Thaddeus, indeed. It's scary stuff. Now then, I must say that I'm in an incredibly good mood right now. I've been smiling all day. I don't know, it's like a disease or something. I'm not sure what's wrong with me. Happiness, and the reason for this, dear InveriorScam, is as follows. Obviously, I mentioned this before, but that Little Richard Tutti Frutti video is so infectious, it's been making me incredibly happy. Got that on the iPod now. That's one of the reasons. The other is that today, now this is mentioned on the recorder, but today on the for the journal, which is up next, by the way, but today in social, someone played Chuck Berry's Run, Rudolph, Run, and this made me absolutely ecstatic, and I was duck walking and everything, and it was great, great times. And then in study today, people were having a tournament to see how many tables you could bounce a bouncy ball across, so that was also banterous. Of course, I had a go at the end, but the rest of the time I spent writing a history essay, and this is why I hate people. Now then. See, I don't even know what's going on here. We're going to have, before I get into the journal proper, we're going to hit the journal music, and then I'm going to talk, before I hit the music, I'm just going to talk a little bit about the stuff I've been doing, and then we'll hit the proper journal. What have I been watching? Steven Seagal's Black Dawn, that's covered in the journal. What I'm playing, some more Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, both on and offline. Online is great, there's a capture the flag thing. There are three flags, and each team has to try to stand by it for a while, and then you capture it, and you've got to try to gain possession of all three flags, and you got to defend them, and you got to acquire them, and then kill each other, and it's great fun. And the headquarters, I think, is similar, except there are three headquarters you've got to try to capture. But it's good, because it's a better than just standard sort of team deathmatch. Because you're just like walking around shooting people, and then you get bored and start exploring the little landscape. There's one where you go up some like wooden steps, and it's all nice, and there's like pretty places. You're exploring. You know, this is good, because you've actually got an objective. Right, A, B, and C, I've got to acquire possession of this one. Go. And you've got something to do, rather than just like, okay, I'm going to shoot this guy. So it's much more fun, and I'm really, really enjoying it. Offline single-player campaign I'm rather enjoying as well. It's proving to be very entertaining and good. I don't like that I keep changing character in between each mission, though, because then I can't really get attached to the personality of my character. And there's not enough room for character and story development. Now then, what else have I been doing? What have I been listening to? Let's see what I've been listening to. Mainly the same stuff that I'm always listening to. AC/DC, Chuck Berry, Jerry Lee Lewis, a bit of Iron Maiden in there, some Boston, the Donnas, Little Richard, all that stuff. I need to try to get some stuff by Freddie Boom Boom Cannon. Need to try to get some stuff of his. In addition, there's the a System of a Down song, Violent Pornography, that Evan sent me a YouTube link to yesterday. That was rather amusing. Now, I think that's all the stuff I've been doing, really. Let's see, what else? Might be doing a wrestling thing going on towards the end of the month, around Christmas. And video supplement is in the works, by which I mean it's a basic idea at this point. and probably will happen next year. In addition to that, I should, let's see, anything else I've got to mention? Pre-formal, that'll be pretty cool, pre-formal coming up after Christmas Pie on the 17th. I get to be in the hit squad on this Christmas Pie, so I get to stand around dressed in black with the sunglasses, I believe, and a water gun, and squirt people, and it's great, great bant. And it's done for the lulls. Now then, with that said, let's get into the journal proper, but first, just before we do, let's hear what Thaddeus has been doing. How very interesting, Thaddeus. How very interesting. To the journal! The Dean's Journal. What's the Dean been up to? The Dean's Journal. Journal of the Dean. What's he been doing throughout the week? You get to hear what the Dean has been doing live, just as it actually happens. The Dean's Journal.
Good evening and welcome to this week's journal. Up first, it's the poster of the week. It's my The Joker from The Dark Knight. Why so serious poster? Now then, gonna move on. Let's see what happened first. Heard a bit more about the movie coming out in 2010, Machete. Steven Seagal is, of course, in that movie, though not starring in it, but he's in it. He's not star, but, you know, whatever. He's like, it's like starring, and then like, he's like almost last in the sort of lead actors, but whatever. And I had this idea. I can just see that someone's, I think it has other people, like I think Lindsay Lohan, and I think, was it Robert De Niro? Some, two famous people are in it, and probably a bunch of other famous people, but I didn't recognize the names. Because I only care about the Dean. But I thought this is pretty cool that, you know, Seagal's in with these big actors on the big screen. And I can just see them, you know, they say, like, Seagal, we've got this small part for you. And he's just like, right, okay, no. Right, Chinese suit. He's like, no, we've got wardrobe all sorted out. He's like, right, okay, hey, you, yeah, okay, I'm going to need you to get me a Chinese suit. I'm going to have to wear some Chinese suit. Just pencil that in the script there. And now there has to be a scene where I do my Aikido. I've got to beat people up. Now there also has to be a scene where must be an important scene where I speak Chinese or Russian or Japanese or Spanish or some sort of other language, and then I have to get some special Chinese herbs from Chinatown. And in addition to that, there has to be a scene where I'm just standing with my hands clasped and my head tilted, just standing in that typical pose. I've also got to go to a random strip club at some point, and it's also highly important that I go to some sort of temple with like a Buddhist monk temple. That's highly important that we do this in the movie. Now we're gonna need stunt doubles, and we're gonna need voice actors. Now I'm just gonna change the script. I'm not liking this bit. We're gonna change the name of the movie. We're gonna change everything in the script. I've already made the necessary amendments on the script here. He's like, no, sorry, seriously, you just know the script is fine the way it is. He's like, no, I'm Steven Seagal, and I like to change the script a little bit, so we've got this down here on the script. I'm just gonna change it, gonna rework the characters, gonna make some changes. Like, no, seriously, this is not your movie, Steven. He's like, hang on, just a Aikido on you. I think I heard an interesting story once where, I may have done this already in the journal one week, but there was a story about like some stunt double was showing people how to do moves, and Seagal was like, yeah, you can't do that on me, I can beat you any day. And then the guy like choked him out. And then Seagal got back up and ran at him, and the guy choked him out again. So. Also turns out there's a book, Seagalology. That's also a website, but there's a book, Seagalology, by Verne, and it's all this stuff, like, the guy reviews all Seagal's movies and says that he's awesome, and, you know, it's like if I'd written the book, only probably more eloquent than I would probably put it, because I'd just be like, yeah, kick ass! And, yeah. Okay, I can confirm that, The Rapture has been re-predicted and will take place before December 14th, okay, before December 14th, it will be The Rapture, Bank on it. I can't wait till he's wrong again. Okay, so I had this awesome idea. Out of nowhere, I just said, Thaddeus, I want an advent calendar, because it's the 1st of December tomorrow. So that was my idea, so we went to Tesco. The only advent calendars they had were High School Musical, something called Ben 10, who knows what that is, Winnie the Pooh, Toy Story, and something with a fairy on it. So I thought, out of those things, the only thing that is actually good is Toy Story. Unfortunately, the boxes with chocolates in were incredibly small on that one, so I ended up taking the Winnie the Pooh, which I never liked, but, you know, it's better than High School Musical or Ben 10. Victory kick.
Where's my fracking kick, bitch?
Okay, so I was watching the thing, the, what are we called? Scuzz and Kerrang and all that, and music channels. Two things happened. AC/DC's Rock and Roll Train appeared near the top in one of the random countdowns, and a live version of Highway to Hell appeared recently, in like number 4-ish, on a top 20 Scuzz thing. So that's that. Did I do this already? I don't know if I've done this already, but we're going to do it anyway. Recently, watched Stigall's Black Dawn. I've got the hiccups here. Black Dawn. Very good. It was the, I thought it was out for a kill with the, we must do something about this professor, but it wasn't, so that was disappointing. But it's the one where he goes undercover and breaks a bad guy out of jail, and then they're trying to sell a plutonium to Chechenian terrorists who want to make a bomb and explode places. And then Seagal, like, his old cop friend, gets kidnapped by them, and he switches and sides and helps them all out, and it's good. And he's also he's ex-CIA, but he's secretly still in the CIA, like in all of his movies. And pretty good stuff. Beat some people up. Very little fighting, and Seagal Aikido happens in it. There's one cool scene, though, where he's in a truck with the girl, and they're driving, and he says, "You better get out." And she gets out, and his truck crashes, and then he just appears like behind the truck and walks towards her from the opposite direction. It's totally unharmed. Good movie. Black Dawn. Apparently the sequel to The Foreigner, but, yeah. Okay, my IT project, I accidentally hit the oops. This gets multiple oops. I was like, yeah, let's make a security-enhanced database with password protection and user privileges and access rights. It'd be, groups would be awesome. Locked myself out of the system. See, this is why I hate people. Wow, just wow. Niall is just the stupidest person ever, but I think I'll talk about that on the main show. Okay, there's an article just posted up on the 2nd of December on the bbc.co.uk news saying that after recovering from a hip surgery, Little Richard says he wants to plan a comeback as soon as possible. I can't wait. Hopefully he'll do a Northern Ireland show. I would love that so much.
I killed a man once with my bare hands.
Logic Hunter, what were your thoughts on the strange chair position?
Amicable.
Awesomeable. What are your thoughts on the really bad song? Okay, so today in social, in school, someone put on Chuck Berry's Run Rudolph Run. It is awesome and epic, and no one turned it off. It played all the way through, and I was duck walking whilst trying to hold a cup of tea. Almost could have been disastrous if it weren't for the fact that Chuck Berry's awesomeness counteracted the possible danger of tea spillage. Absolutely fantastic. Run Rudolph Run. Of course, the guitar intro is just the same as all his other songs. Oh. But, absolutely epic, and it made me happy, which is really all that matters in the entire universe. Emergence! emergency recording. Thaddeus just tripped on a step and fell, and it was lol. Ha ha ha. No, I'm not making fun of you, Thaddeus. It's okay. It was quite funny.
Okay, so that was your the Dean's Journal for this week. Up next, things that are not the Dean's Journal, like the plugs. The most important thing is, of course, that you download this show every week, and that you download the wrestling show every week, and that you're subscribed to the feed. In addition, you can make sure that you spread the word about the show and things like this, but, you know, whatever. We would also greatly appreciate feedback. That can be an iTunes rating or comment. That can be emailing ThaddeusPenguin@hotmail.com or leaving a comment on thedeanshow.blogspot.com with your thoughts on the show, the wrestling show, the people, the guests, the things, the stuff, the segments, anything that happens on the show at all. Talk about wrestling news on the wrestling show if you really wish to do that. You can talk about anything that happens or has happened or could happen or something like that on this show, and for our Thaddy Mail section, and of course enter our quiz. Please do that, because we can't actually interview more musicians until we get rid of this CD, and then I'll get a new one, and that means you just need somebody to email us. A couple people say, like, give me stuff and I'll send you packages. That's how it goes. And, that's pretty much. Also, when you're on the blog, thedeanshow.blogspot.com, planning a new feature for that sometime, maybe a bit soon, never, a bit, maybe. Make sure you do go to the blog, and sometimes you have polls on there, so take them. I haven't had one for a while, but take them when they're there. And, yeah. Click on our other links to, like, there's a merchandise box. There's a link to the songs from the Dean Sings segment, which is coming up next. There are links to other bit pieces relating to the show, where we're on Blueberry and all these different places that we're on. Also, Logic Connor is adding some of our shows. He's adding all the episodes to the Pirate Bay, so we're going to be on there. And don't forget that, in addition, there are other links. The iTunes link's on there as well, by the way, if you want that. Or just search The Dean Show. And there are other links to things like The Sanjay Show. So do check out. I think there's a new episode just up, my iTunes is telling me. So do check that out. The Good Atheist. There's a new episode of that up as well. Other shows like Thoughts Out of Context with Boney the Dog. The HH2 News R. Let's see what else. Wigglysworld.com, and that's where you'll find out. You've got a Wiggly World podcast, which is great. Chikara Video Podcast to go. I am getting out of touch with Chikara, unfortunately, because I can't afford the DVDs anymore, but it is a good video podcast. If you like the games, they interview gaming important people and stuff. Unfortunately, I don't really know much about most of them, so that's not. I prefer the old format, but that's not the point. We Talk Games is there for the gaming fans. You've got the forums and boards on there if you want to talk about all sorts of stuff, including wrestling. And there's the Trapdoor, of course, the band Trapdoor. We've played them on the show many times. They exist, so that's good too. So that's the plugs. I think I've plugged pretty much everything. Connor-Robinson.co.uk if you want to check out that site for some games. And with that said, I think we're going to take you straight to the Dean Sings, unless Thaddeus has any major announcements he wishes to make. Yes, well, Thaddeus, I don't really think that's a terribly important announcement. Now, if you don't mind, we're going to move on to the Dean Sings. Hit the theme tune, Thaddeus. Old pal.
This is the jingle to introduce the jingle. This is the jingle that introduces the segment that we like to call The Dean Sings. The Dean Sings uses songs from promotingrap.com.
Okay, this week's segment in the Dean Sings is walking. Because, you know, it's fun to walk, maybe. Unless you're the Dean, in which case you can teleport. Least cargo bay ever. Here it is. Woo! Okay, so that was the Dean Sings segment, and thus it is now complete. So that's pretty much us done with the show for today, I believe. Do, of course, come back next week and listen to the wrestling show and all that stuff. So for now, we have one final segment. It is, of course, the Dean Seanary. And this week's word in the dictionary is scum, i.e. all of you listeners. Inferior scum compared to the ultimate master of divinity, the most powerful, perfect entity who can exist, the Dean. You can call me Master the Dean. So that's it from me for this week's main show. If Thaddeus would like to say goodbye, we'll take you to the outro and the end song. Indeed, that was a nice goodbye greeting from Thaddeus. And now, this week's end song, courtesy of Aerial Publicity, is as follows. The Judge by Brad Hammonds. See you, everybody.
judgment made without thinking carefully. You're made of stone, you're made of false ideals. A building bears your name and it's called nothing real.
A little token.
The Dean Show was created, conceived, performed, hosted, and produced by The Dean for The Dean. T by Thaddeus Penguin. Wrestling Show Musics by Evan Armstrong. Artwork by Evan Armstrong.
Backstab Occasional Doer of Things
by Logic Honor. Intro voiceover by Danny from The Sanjay Show. Intro music and outro music by 10 Year Vamp, Kindred Souls, and Russian Band. Music used from Aerial Publicity, Cyber PR, and MeView Music Alley, PodSafe Music Network. The Dean Sings segment uses music from PromotingCrap.com. F My Life segment uses anecdotes from fmylife.com.
It's coming. Prepare. Be ready.
That was the Dean Show. Coming up. They're coming to take me away.